This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock and co-host Kevin Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian and Kevin at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your Auto Talk host, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me is my co-host, Mr. Kevin Bowersock.
Good morning.
Good morning, man. I'll tell you what. Time's flying by. June 11th already.
And every day's a good day.
Every day's a good day. Yeah.
What a way to start our morning, too, with me messing up the whole headphone situation over there, too.
And we were scared, folks. We were afraid we weren't going to get on the air in a timely fashion here.
That was a minor stumble.
And guess whose fault was in the end? My intelligence level
are
is
we
showing
talking
up again.
About your intelligence level once again this week?
Once again.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. I know. It happens to us all. It's just a little brain fart. We're all good now. It was a little foggy, but we're back to where we need to be, right?
Good morning.
Good morning. Always a great morning. Hey, folks, thanks for joining us this morning. We surely appreciate it. We are talking today about, you comfortable over there?
Yep.
Good. Well, that's important. You might pull the mic towards, there you go. That way we can hear you talk. That's important.
Good morning.
We want the folks to hear you on the radio if you're going to be speaking. Today, what are we talking about? Oh, 10 things. Or signs you should pull your vehicle over immediately. These are some really good ones. And we'll talk about some other things. We've got some automotive news to talk about today and several other things. But, yeah, let's... should have brought my reading glasses for some of this stuff, though. I got to be honest with you. Oh, there, it's better.
Just luckily, I was going to say, I've never seen you with reading glasses on before.
Only really small stuff. And let me tell you this right here.
Oh, my gosh. I'm seeing it from here. Radio doesn't do it justice. That is a small print.
Right yeah, now. It is. And I should have noticed when I put it. But I can actually read it.
Just hold your arm out.
That's why I got to hold my arm out as far as it'll go to read. But, hey, you know, these are things that come along with age, right?
If that's the worst, that's good.
I'd rather keep my humbleness as I get older. So
you want to be humble?
Yeah, more humble. Yeah.
You want to be more humble?
Yes.
Are you humble now?
No, no. Compared to you, I'm the least humble guy if I have to compare us, you know. I'm not humble at all.
I didn't know I was that humble. I'm just easygoing. It is what it is. So don't ever say that, actually. That's a terrible statement to make.
What's that?
It is what it is. Because you can change everything in the world. So just do the right things and make things change. That's my theory. So it's only is what it is after it's passed. In other words, you can't fix something that's already passed, right? But you can go on to make it better.
No, but you can fix your mistakes that you made in the past.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah, but I'm not talking about mistakes. I'm just saying, like, somebody crashes a car and it's done and gone. The car's broken. You can put it back together, but you can't stop it from happening.
I don't know if you can.
Gotcha.
I was gonna say, I don't know if you can fix all mistakes, but you can definitely fix how you're going to handle it the next time.
That's true.
Okay. Gotcha.
Or prevent it from happening next time. So good way to go. And we can do that with cars too.
Deep conversations here on Auto Talk
Radio.
Very
deep conversations. So cars are so reliable these days. It's easy to forget that they can still have an emergency, right? I mean, cars are pretty darn reliable. Go back to 1970, 1960. Cars had a lot of problems.
Well, I mean, let's start. Just even starting it with the carburetor was a way different thing. You know what I'm saying?
Anything could happen, right? When you're talking about older cars, for sure. So what we're talking about these days is, you know, cars are very reliable. And you forget about how reliable your car is.
The cars are 100 times better than they used to be. I mean, honestly, they really are.
Technology is amazing at what they put into vehicles these days. No question about it. Just what a car. And I actually, people are like, oh, there's all the technology. I feel versus the 90s, when everything I had to do diagnosing a car was with a fluke meter and pen testing, I feel that technology is great. I mean, I mean, obviously equipment's extremely expensive.
Yes.
And the knowledge to how to use it and all that stuff requires a lot of going to school and training continuously and what cars do. But if you have the knowledge and you have the equipment, diagnosing cars these days is way better. no question about it, than in the 1990s when I'm checking ohms and resistance and different things like that, that the car couldn't, the computer couldn't help me. Now I can get a live data stream from a computer, right? I can watch what's going on in live time. And if I know what I'm looking for, I'm trained, that stuff helps me diagnose the car better, correct?
Yes.
Than it used to in the days. That's what I was trying to say.
It can be a curse or a blessing. Because I was thinking about this earlier. Because uh-huh. when I worked at the first dealer, I actually had cars under warranty that still had carburetors on them.
Uh-huh.
So I know how to do that stuff. But sometimes it can be a curse. Because sometimes they're like, well, we're going to give you this because you're the only one who knows how to do this. And you're like, what?
Well, true. So, but we, and all in all, to be honest with you, today's technology, though, helps you diagnose the car if you have the equipment and the knowledge to understand what the car is telling you.
Think about it this way. This is what I always look at. Back in the day, doing a head gasket on a car, when you got done, you had to set the timing, do all this stuff. And a lot of times the carburetor, by the time you put it back on the car, it had to be readjusted or if you're going to have
somebody
problems.
Somebody flipped it upside down.
But now you put that thing back together and you just fire it up.
Yep.
There's none of that, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we clear all the adaptives, which is basically like restarting your computer. We clear all the memory out of it, right?
Uh-huh.
Then we start the car up and it starts learning its fuel curve and it resets its adaptives.
Uh-huh.
As it goes through its learning procedure.
You used to
have
to reset them. I mean, basically, I say you had to reset them by readjusting your time. You had to manually do it.
Those weren't adaptive.
Well,
those
you know what I mean.
Hard settings is what we called those. Because a car nowadays adjusts for driving conditions, who drives it, how you drive it. If you drive a car aggressively, the same model car will have different adaptive set for it, different shift points, different than a car that's driven by your 80-year-old grandmother that barely steps on the gas, you know?
Yes.
Same exact model, same exact year, everything exactly the same. If you a different person gets in that car, drive it won't react exactly the same. Now, you may not notice it unless you're somebody that... like us, that's in tune with cars and dying, but it will drive a bit different for a while.
Yes.
Now, if the person that drives aggressively gets in grandma's car and continues to drive grandma's car, it will readapt to his driving abilities, you know, as far as that goes, or how he drives, driving scenario, I shall say.
I remember when I first started doing Allison transmissions on big, big trucks.
Mm-hmm.
The deal was you did not want to drive that truck hard. And I mean, this is a problem, though. You wanted to put your foot in it a little bit because you got to test it. I mean, you got to make sure that it's not doing what it did. But the problem is you drove it too hard, they'd get it back and it was shifting hard then.
Yeah, then the snap points on the shift were up. So
I had to be careful on that.
Especially if somebody, like, and then also that all changes too on that over time. With if a lot of those trucks did a lot of towing.
Yes.
I mean, that transmission is a workhorse, 1,000, 2,000.
You want to know something funny? And I've had like three engineers tell
funny,
me
funny, haha, just funny.
No, the Allison transmission, even in the, you know, like the 2500, 3500 Chevrolets,
mm-hmm.
is the most advanced shifting transmission. They say that thing takes more photo shots of itself and tries to readjust how it shifts every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, it's not the smoothest shifting car.
That's probably for Allison, you're saying.
Yes.
And probably because that's the only Allison used in a passenger car truck kind of sit. It's not in a car, but in a daily driver, normal person vehicle. So the technology they use for it, mm-hmm. and the adaptiveness of it is higher,
yes.
than a guy that drives a semi that has a Allison in it, or a guy that's driving, you know, a bigger truck that tows every day and it's just a workhorse.
Well, no, they say that those adapt the same way, but they say that transmission just takes more photo shots of itself and tries to readjust it in more shifts than any other transmission in the world.
It's also an amazing transmission that locks itself in limp home and won't move if gets a code stuck somewhere.
Yes.
You do not own, you shall not own a Chevy truck with an Allison transmission without a code reader and clearer.
Exactly.
Because you get stuck alongside the road and you're just stuck there.
Honestly, you should have a code reader even if you have a Chevy. Mine went into failsafe one time, just the throttle thing. It glitched once. And then I was stuck at 10% throttle and I tried to drive home that way. It's like, so I keep one in the glove box just because.
Yeah, but you're a technician. Otherwise, most people, it doesn't help you fix a car. Yeah, that doesn't help you fix a car. So I carry one with me, too, because I need to fix my truck. Well, the other truck, I drove 400,000 miles. So if that had an issue with check engine light, then I used it like three times in my entire life. You know why? because I service my truck and take really good care of it.
Uh-huh.
So I it doesn't break down when I go out on road trips. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
That's really important.
Yeah, yeah.
If you do that, you save yourself a lot of grief. There's no question about it.
I gotta say, changing the oil and the training fluid is the most important. I mean, even the differential fluid. Change the three oils.
Service your truck.
Yes.
Put a good eye on it by a qualified technician to know if something's going wrong prior to heading out on the road.
It'll keep you from, because, you know, I mean, dirty oil, even in the differential, will take the seal out. I mean, it just keeps it from leaking and keeps it all kinds of things.
Yep.
And
yep.
When you're servicing it, you might notice a leak somewhere too. So.
Correct. Agree. So this was only supposed to be 10 top things, but we thought of a little more. I did as I was making a list. So there's more than 10 on our happy list here for sure. As we're talking about different automotive related things, man, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Number 12 that I threw out here was, we're sure this has happened to you. You're driving along and you reach into your glove box to grab your Sleepy LaBeef CD. Now, I got to be honest with you.
The what CD?
Sleepy LaBeef.
Okay, I don't know.
So you know, I thought the same thing. I thought that when I read this and I like pulled it, that like somebody just made this up, right? Sleepy LaBeef was actually a singer.
Okay.
Actually is. Brendan's going to be Googling okay. this.
Are they, are they at this time and age, or is this like
no.
Is this like a blues guy that we didn't know about? What?
I don't remember what he is. He's like a rapper.
It's a rockabilly blues gospel singer.
See? So. Sleepy LaBeef.
What timer?
It says here that he came out with music in 1957.
See?
And ever since then, but he's been popping up with albums, but I've never heard of the guy.
That's my point. Neither had I, but he's actually a singer. I thought it was just a weird name, the guy that wrote this thing, I was picking out, like made up. I was like, oh, that's made up. And then I Googled it, but I couldn't remember what it was exactly because it wasn't important.
And one last thing, Smokey LaBeef what? Huh? What were you trying to grab? A Smokey LaBeef.
Grab your Sleepy LaBeef CD.
What the heck is a CD these days? No, I'm kidding. No.
You know what a funny thing is?
What's
we're getting ready to move and we're like decluttering our house right now. My wife's like, we have this CD case holder. I mean, it was nice. It was like an oak thing with all the drawers in it. And we're looking at it and we're like, what do we do with this thing?
Throw it away.
It's not worth anything.
I know it's full of CDs too. And we're like, we just got rid of the CD player because we really don't use that anymore.
Those might be vintage, like vinyl is now.
No, we actually kept the CDs.
Yeah, sure it will be.
We actually kept the CDs, but we got rid of the CD holder
and
stuff.
Boxed them up.
Yeah, because we're like, you know, it's like getting rid of it. I do have a stack of albums at home, and I'm like looking at those. I don't know. I'm like, I don't have a photo player, but I don't really want to get rid of my albums yet. Neither. You know,
my family, when we were moving across the country, we literally got rid of our cassette tape players, like holders that we had.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So we stuck it into a toolbox instead, all our cassette tapes.
I still got some cassette tapes.
You still do too?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember where I had
Well,
them
then
anymore.
Those things wear out.
Oh, for sure.
CDs
yeah.
don't wear out, though.
Do 8-tracks wear out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's tape.
Yeah.
Everything
yeah.
that runs on tape, same thing. Mm-hmm. But CDs don't wear out. Because CD's done by it doesn't actually touch it.
Well, yeah, dude, I've heard them skip before. And
well, that's because you scratch the CD.
No. Even if the little eye on the thing gets dirty, it can start skipping on the CD.
Correct,
but
it's not permanently damaged. Whereas a cassette or a 8-track that's
from
run,
playing it.
Yeah, it wears, the tape wears out.
And even like a photograph, I mean, because it has the needle that drops on it, sooner or later it does start to scratch.
Vinyl, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But vinyl's, it does have its own sound, so...
So does a CD.
But it doesn't match.
Okay,
I'm going to
change this up. Yeah. You're reaching into your glove box to grab the phone cable for your phone to hook it to your car so
it.
You can listen to your Sleepy LaBeef music that you have downloaded from Spotify. Or you want your Spotify to play on your whatever. Okay, so as you're fumbling to open the CD case, we're going to change that to plug in your phone to the car. All right, that makes sense, right? You drop your phone on the floor under your legs. What do you do?
I follow my cord where my phone is.
While driving, that's
yes.
what you don't do.
Exactly.
Too many people bend down while they're driving to try to find the phone or the cable or your Sleepy LaBeef CD, if that's what you still have in your car. And try to find Sleepy's greatest hits.
You want
to
know something?
Don't do it. Remember that 65, this is the important part here. Everything else is funny that we've been talking about. But don't remember at 65 mile an hour, every second your head spins down between your knees, your car moves almost 100 feet without a driver. That's a lot. You don't. Besides that, you don't want your face near the steering wheel when you run into something. Trust me.
I'm only laughing because you know when they first came out with the phone thing, because not a lot of people had. I mean, more people have phones today than they ever. But back in the day, I know more people that almost crashed their car trying to put their CD in the CD player than even looking at their phone. And I'm like, what? There's no law against this over here, though.
What did you just say?
I knew more people that almost crashed their car back in the day trying to fumble with their CDs, trying to get it in their CD player. You know, looking.
Oh,
yeah.
Then, I saw a thing on Facebook that said, how was this much safer years ago?
Yeah.
And there's like, yeah. So not a great idea for sure. Not a great idea for sure. So, but.
I guess cassettes were probably the same thing. People were fumbling with those because you remember the cassette tape cases and stuff that you just had to put your cassettes in. And
yeah, we did. But the point of this is and if you get in a crash while you're looking around or your face is near the steering wheel, it's going to be even worse.
It's going to be hurt.
Well, you're probably going to be dead.
Yeah.
The explosion that comes out of an airbag is not nice.
Yeah.
Not when you're not. It's nice when you're sitting the way you're supposed to and it prevents you from getting hurt. But, you know, I'll give you a prime example. Your niece was riding in a car. We were in Florida and she sticks her in the passenger side. She's got her legs sticking out the side of the car,
crazy.
And we stopped to get gas. And your eldest brother, who's a firefighter paramedic for years, is standing there. And
didn't
I said,
say anything.
I said to him, I said, have you ever told her what somebody looks like when an airbag goes off and you got your feet on the dash? And folks, this is important. There's no question about it. And he's all, I told her multiple times. She don't pay attention. So I was like, if you ever saw what happens to somebody usually it breaks both your hips and your legs and can also kill
you. It comes out
of
there like a bomb.
It does. And it folds you up like a cheap lawn chair for a better, you know, lack of a better statement. So just one of those things, folks. Just remember that. So
that's why having a young child too close to an airbag is not a good idea.
Same thing. But if you're dumb enough to put your feet up on the dash when you run into something, man, it's gonna tuck your ankles will be tucked behind your ears when it's over.
Right, right. And on top of that, too,
very dangerous.
I'm glad that car manufacturers got the idea of you don't want to reach across to change the radio station to hit the seek button and everything. Now you can do it at your steering wheel now. Correct. So it makes it a little bit more safer. Much safer. Excuse
me. You could call that hands-free because you don't remove your hands from the thing. You're just using your thumbs to adjust the
thing, yeah.
Which is great stuff.
Yeah.
So you know what? Be careful where your thumb is, too, when your airbag deploys out of your thing. My thumb was on my airbag when that lady ran that stop sign. My thumb hurt for a while because it blew my thumb off.
Well, but thumb is one thing. Your head is another.
No, I understand.
Or
I'm
your ankles saying. Your ankles wrapped around your ears. That's a terrible way to be. You know, broken up like that is not good. So be safe. Sit in a car properly when you're in it. Strap yourself in and airbags save lives. All right, folks, we're going to have to take our first break here real quick. We appreciate you listening to Auto Talk Radio here on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. We will be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. We really appreciate you joining us. We are in summertime now. June just crept right up on us, didn't it? I mean, the year is almost half over.
I know, but I like spring and fall. They were my favorite, too, because the weather is just perfect in those years. The problem with summer is that the deadbeat of the heat is in the middle of it. That's the reason I don't like summertime.
I don't know. I like this time of year. I do. I do. Can get out and do some paddleboarding.
This is the beginning of summer, though. So, I mean, it's almost spring still. You know what I mean?
It is true. It's true.
Give it another couple weeks, and you won't be thinking that way when the sweat's rolling down your forehead.
Mercy. Oh, I don't know. That's the best time to get out paddleboarding. The water's nice. It's hot out. You know, get out on the water. Enjoy yourself. whatever you're doing this wonderful weekend, make sure you do get out and enjoy yourself. There's no question about it. Although I noticed we had a little May gray, then we head into a little June gloom. Now we're going to head into fully July and fun.
Yes.
It's what we're going to do. It's what we do. All right, folks, I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group. Without question, everybody at the West Automotive Group, I'm going to mark something off here, my list, so I don't.
So we don't repeat ourselves?
I don't repeat myself, yeah. Checking them off, checking it twice.
We are getting older. We might repeat ourselves.
Yeah. You never know. Anyway, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, obviously, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up in North County for almost 30 years now, no question about it. We are the answer to your quality automotive service repair up in North County, San Diego, at West Escondido Automotive and Transmission. And then there's West Elkhorn Automotive and Transmission, my location out in East County, taking care of folks. 844 North Johnson Avenue, AAA approved, taking care of folks out there for over 9 years. And then we have West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission right over in Central San Diego, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and smog certified. Take care of folks over there for over 5 years. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, right in the Golden Triangle over here. AAA approved and STAR certified for smog. Taking care of folks over there for over 3 years. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees, come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle service repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. Stop in, talk to any one of your service advisors or my managers, and they will get you a West Automotive Group card. And once again, you can use it over and over again. 6 months no interest for all service and repair needs on your vehicle. Great way to go. You can also take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis or any other diagnosis your vehicle needs by my qualified technicians. We are the automotive experts here in San Diego County when it comes to diagnosing and repairing of vehicles. Get your vehicle diagnosed properly and right, and it will prevent you from spending unwanted money on unneeded repairs. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home and low-cost rental vehicles at all four locations. Go to westautomotivegroup.com, and you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. We post tips on car things all week long and cool little stuff that's automotive related. So just check it out and go to westautomotivegroup.com and you can see a lot. You can also check out the Automan segments. We're on the Automan for Fox 5 News on Wednesday morning mid-news around 11 a.m. And also on the CW morning news and evening news on Fridays. So you can find me three different times of the week doing the Auto Man thing for two different stations, Fox 5 and the CW Channel 6. I'm available there to do those. If you'd rather wait till they drop, once they we've run the segments on each week, I've done the Auto Man thing. We put them on my YouTube channel, which you can get to by just going to westautomotivegroup.com, clicking on the Auto Man. It'll take you right to our YouTube channel. You can see all the great stuff there. You can also check out Auto Talk Radio that you're listening to from there, and it takes you right to our where we post all the Auto Talk Radio podcast after the show's over. So after it's done live, they're put on there the very next Monday, so they're always available. Or you can grab the podcast also through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and TuneIn. You can also go to the Answer San Diego 11:70 a.m. and listen live. So you can do it any way you want to do it, but catch us there, right through there. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. So great stuff as far as that goes. Thanks for joining us this morning. Anything you want to add?
Thanks for joining.
Yeah, thanks for joining. So we're talking about different things that reasons you should pull your vehicle over immediately. And a lot of this has to do just with safety with cars, no question about it. Sometimes things get excited inside a car, especially when you got kids that are of younger age, even teenagers. Sometimes you need to get them under control. Kids who normally slap and pinch each other suddenly pull out kitchen knives. Oh, don't do that.
What?
Or your what? See, I wanted to see if you were listening. or your Labradoodle sees a cute little poodle crossing the street and jumps into your lap to get a closer look. Now, that could happen.
Yes.
If your dog's free.
Well, he's a dog, you know. I mean, squirrel.
Or your mother-in-law announces she just filled her Depends. That could cause chaos in the car.
Okay. Oh, I was thinking we're slapping me or
don't
something.
Don't try to solve problems like these and drive at the same time. You can't. It's tempting to reach the kids in the back seat and separate them or toss the dog into the back seat or help your mother-in-law. Never mind. It's much wiser to pull over and get things back under control than get back on the road, which is a true statement.
Yes.
Right? If you're having problems, something's going on inside the car, something's pull not over. Right. Yeah, just pull over, man. It's way easier than it is to continue on down the road because you could get in a wreck, you could hurt other people, and not a good thing whatsoever. So that's one of those items that we just say, hey, man, pull your car over, get things situated, get the dog strapped back into the dog holder. Actually, you should. So they make these cool dog holders for dogs like now that where they sit in the back seat, right, and they get clipped in like they have a harness and their own little seat belt, right?
It's actually pretty good because that way the dog don't get tossed around the car when there's an accident.
That's my point. It's safer for the dog. There's no question about that. So,
kind of like when I see a dog in the back of a pickup truck without it being done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, you got to be careful with your animals. We love animals.
Yep.
So that's one of the things that we need to do is take good care of them and make sure that they're safe and in their spots where they should be. So chaos in the cabin you don't need. Don't do it. Don't do it. The next one we're talking about is if you think you may be experiencing a medical emergency pullover. Yeah, if you think like you're having a heart attack or something like that, don't continue to drive. If you do lose consciousness, you're going to get hurt. Everybody that's walking down the street that you drive up on the sidewalk could get hurt. You know, it's not a laughing matter. We had what there was a farmer's market an old guy drove into, but he had a heart attack and not intentionally. I think it was in Texas somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And like 11 people got ran over.
But
he was driving down the street and had, this is years ago.
Yeah, that's what I was
driving
saying.
Down the street and he had a heart attack. So it's not intentional. He didn't mean to hurt a bunch of people, but he veered into a farmer's market and ran over a bunch of people. So, you know, if when he realized he was having a medical thing, if he could, I mean, sometimes obviously it comes on and you have no control, right? It is what it is. So, but if you realize you're having a problem, pull the car over, put it in park. You're way safer. The people on the street are way safer. I don't know. What do you want to add?
Well, because I was thinking, I don't know who told me this story once, but they said they were following a guy and he actually went up a guide wire of a, was it you?
That was me.
Where you followed that guy and he was having a stroke or
on
something.
Christmas Day.
Yeah, he was having a stroke or something, wasn't he?
I didn't know that. So, this actually happened in Escondido. My girlfriend was home waiting for me Christmas Day. Zach was gone. He was like 12 or something. He was gone visiting his mom for Christmas in Ohio. I'd been at the shop and I was coming home. It was Christmas Eve, but it was like 2 in the afternoon or something like that, right?
Okay.
So everybody had shut down. You know, I was coming home from work. We'd shut down early for Christmas Eve at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm driving. I never forget where Sunset Boulevard and Sunset in Escondido. And it's kind of wide, windy two-lane road, right?
Uh-huh.
And this guy's in a Lincoln LSC ahead of me. So on the side of this road, there's a spot as you get down to the lower end that there's an embankment that you could, if you pitched off the road to the right, it's like a Dukes of Hazzard ramp, right?
Well, if you were on a dirt bike, you'd be having a good time.
Yeah, well, it goes up like 6 feet. Uh-huh. And then if you turn left under the guide wire, you drop 6 feet back onto the asphalt road, right? Uh-huh. So I'm totally like driving along, like
you're
following
like,
this guy.
I'm going home.
And all of a sudden he leaves the road and I was like, uh-oh. So, you know, and I brake and I'm slowing down a little bit. He goes between the guide wire pole. I don't know how he missed the telephone pole. I really don't. It rips the mirror. The guide wire rips the mirror off the side of the car. And he comes down off the embankment. Boom. Now, think about a Lincoln dropping 6 feet.
Dude, that's going to be a rock hard
landing. It was not good on the car. There was nothing good there that happened whatsoever.
Parts flying off.
But he continues to drive. And I was like,
what the?
My actual thought was, this guy's drunk.
Yeah.
So I follow him down to Bear Valley and we make a right. Driving down Bear Valley Parkway. He's up on the median. He's off the median. He's driving across the line. I'm like watching this like, this guy's drunk.
This is when you got to decide. I got to make, yeah, I mean, because normally, you know, you try to mind your own business, but this is when you're.
No, this is way past
This is
that.
When you're worried, though.
Somebody else is going to get hurt.
Yes.
So he gets in a turn lane, and I follow him back into the neighborhood. He doesn't even notice that I'm following him. I doubt. So he pulls into the garage. You know, in the meantime, I'm actually on the, and this is before there was a hands-free law that you can, I'm on the phone with the Escondido PD. I'm like, I'm following his car. Let me tell you what happened. You know, this, something's wrong. This guy's drunk or something's wrong. So they're, all right, we'll dispatch. So I followed him to his house and he pulled in the garage. I just flipped around and parked on the other side of the street and I sat there and talked to the, I said, okay, I'm waiting here for the officers when they get here so I can point out where he was. You know, I don't want to interact with the guy. It's not my job.
No.
But at the same time, this guy shouldn't be driving. The police pull up, have a chat with him. The garage door is open. I said, it's that Lincoln right there. And the left, the driver's side mirror's ripped off of it. I said, it's laying up there on Sunset Drive. I watched him rip it off the car. And I explained to him, they go, whoa. So they're like, oh, thanks. Can you just wait here in case we have anything else we need? I'm like, sure, I'll hang. They go up and talk. Well, what happened was the guy that was driving the car has no driver's license. He's had a stroke before. He's not supposed to be driving. So he had previously had a stroke. So his ability to drive is hindered.
When you have strokes,
so they took his license. Yeah,
could be like being drunk though. I mean, when you have strokes like that, you know what I mean.
Well, it is. He can't. You could kill people. He shouldn't be driving a car. So they didn't actually arrest him. His wife said she was driving initially, but they got it out like, you know, and they came back and they're like, it's definitely the car and stuff. We warned him, you know, as far as that goes. But then again, the guy's not drunk. He's a medical condition. Shouldn't be drunk. I mean.
No, because he's going to kill somebody.
But what are they going to arrest him? I don't know. I guess eventually you will. You keep doing it, but I don't know what they did because I left then. I was like, all right, well, my duty is done.
Yeah.
But all I know is my kid goes to the school right across the street from this neighborhood, and I don't want this guy driving down the road, driving up on the sidewalk and running over my kid.
Well,
that's a dangerous thing. And we're talking about cars here, so this is definitely a topic. Folks, don't drink and drive. Don't drive when you don't know what you're doing. Don't drive when you're under the medication that you shouldn't be driving, which is something like a stroke. You're having a medical condition. Don't drive. You are driving. That is one of the most deadliest things in the world when you're driving a car because you can maim, injure, or kill a lot of people real quickly.
Yes.
Don't do it. That's my rule. Don't do it. That's what I'm saying. So anyway, there's that for medical emergency. So if you do, you know, the as it says here, even less deadly medical problems can make us lousy drivers. So consider pulling over. I mean, even stuff. Have you ever like had the flu and you got to drive home? You're not a good driver.
No, because you're not paying attention.
No, you're dying already. Yeah. You're not really dying. Yeah, but I mean, you feel like it. Something in your eye, a migraine headache, or intense heartburn. Never good stuff, man.
No,
you're not paying attention.
Because you're more focused on whatever's happening with you than you are in front of you. So
yeah.
Especially in this day and age, there's so, I mean, you know what? It's getting, I mean, I want to word this right. It, because there's so many people, I don't want to say it's getting worse, but I mean, there's so many people on the road today, it makes it even more difficult to navigate the road. How about I put it that way?
It's a true statement. True statement. And you need to just pull over and you need to alleviate the situation, whatever it is, before you get back on the road. That's all I can say about that. So, you know, important stuff. No question about it. No question about it. So as we move on here real quickly. So, this one's good. Lack of visibility. And I mean outside, not like you got duct tape over your eyes.
Like fog.
Yeah, we tend to forget that when we're driving, piling 3,000-pound projectile, and when you're going 65 mile an hour, you're covering 96 feet in 1 second. That's a lot, right?
If you've ever lived in the Midwest and you had a deer pop out in front of you, you understand
that. You understand this theory. There's no question about it. 316 feet to come to a complete stop under the ideal conditions. For that reason, it's good to be able to see. I was driving back from Utah one night in a dura ride up there, right? Uh-huh. And my only thought was, as you're cruising on the freeway and you're driving, I mean, Elk? Freeway speed, anything. And it's hard to watch for, I mean, deer, it doesn't matter. You don't want, elk, bad, yes, big. Deer, through a windshield,
yep,
will maim you too.
Yes,
you know, especially if it jumps and hits the tip of the hood instead of the grill of the car. If it hits the grill, you just total your truck, right?
Yes.
You're done. But if it hits, and it might stuff it into the motor, but if it hits the tip of the hood and comes up into the windshield, at 80 mile an hour, a deer will end up inside your vehicle with you.
Yes.
Now, that's not a good thing.
No.
A deer can weigh 150 pounds or more, right?
Yes.
So that hurts. That's like a person coming through the windshield at you. Terrible. And a deer, if it's a buck, it has these pointy things on its head that could hurt you. So be careful. You keep your visibility.
It's pointy
keep your
things
width.
On its head.
Yeah, they're called antlers.
I know. It's just funny.
It's pointy things on its head. Can you imagine getting hit by an antler at 80 mile an hour coming through a windshield?
Dude, that you wouldn't. I couldn't imagine because you wouldn't feel nothing at that point. It'd be done, dude.
If you're dead, then they write. No. How would you like to be a story in a book? Let me tell you about this guy that got gored by a deer. We were doing some whitewater canoeing up in Alaska, and one of the guide girls I was talking to, she was so funny. She'd born and raised in Alaska. She hit a moose in her Volkswagen Beetle. Like a late model Beetle, right?
I'm surprised you just flip it over the top, dude.
It did, but it destroyed. I totaled the Beetle.
It
obviously.
Probably did.
Well, a moose is bigger than a horse.
That's what I'm saying.
A full grown moose. So
it probably just stood there as the Volkswagen shattered.
She said she was lucky. Nobody got hurt in the car, which was nice. But can you imagine that?
The only thing that's incredible there is that thing went fast enough to do that. No,
yeah. No, but it wasn't an old way. It was a newer Volkswagen.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't air-cooled. Your visibility can suddenly become impaired for all kinds of reasons. A sudden downpour, thick fog, broken windshield wiper, a big splash of mud, an empty windshield washer reservoir you can't clean off stuff, flying projectile that hits your windshield or hood. Hood latch that breaks. That's another thing. If you've ever had a hood come open on you, that's a really bad thing.
I have.
Yeah, huh?
I had a Jeep. I had a 79 Jeep with a full fiberglass front end, and the rubber straps broke on the freeway. That was a scary one.
Well, at least with the Jeep, the window was probably down, so you could stick your head out.
I was, and I was all over the place, too, because, you know.
Let me tell you, folks, you don't know chaos until you get a blanket thrown over your windshield.
Exactly.
Then it's chaos. That is chaos, so. Drive carefully and slow down and get off the road. And if anything impairs your vision, then let's stop it. All right, folks, we're going to have to take our last break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Last part of the segment here we got going on. So, Brendan, we appreciate you dragging us in here, bringing us up, and taking care of us.
Awesome
still,
job.
I'm still working on that Starbucks thing, but I'll get to it eventually.
Yeah, we are still waiting on our espresso machine and latte maker. I'm going to put an official request in with the station. Now I'm going to put on the bottom, Brendan said it should happen.
As they laugh.
And then I'm going to get them to send you to barista school so that you can make them for us.
He's going to wear one of those things like they wear at Starbucks, like the smock, right?
Legit, no joke. My sister got hired by a pharmaceutical company, so congratulations to her.
She has a degree in pharmaceuticals or something?
And biology.
Biology. Oh, very cool.
Yeah, biological.
Congrats.
Yeah,
did she just graduate?
Yep. Literally.
Congrats
not even
to her.
A,
boy, that's a good.
Month ago.
Yeah, that's so. A good job, I bet.
Yeah, and she got it through her internship. So, like, from the internship, she got quickly hired on as an actual person. So.
Very cool. And that's usually a pretty good salary and a lot of good benefits. Those companies make bank.
Oh, and even better, a free Starbucks barista there too on site. So she can get as much coffee as she wants for free.
Are you just rubbing it in? Is that what you're telling me?
No, she's rubbing it in is what she's doing. Let me tell you.
Every 5 minutes, she's posting a picture with her at the Starbucks.
I'm like, that's your eighth coffee of the day. You're going to go to the bathroom so
fast. She don't need to sleep, dude.
That's true.
Yeah, she's young. It's all good. Enjoy. Congrats to your sister, though. That is great news and good stuff.
Thank you. Good luck living in Irvine. Oh, my goodness.
Well, and she probably can't work from home either, so.
No, definitely not.
All good. good. It sounds like she's on the way to something great in her life, which is good.
Yeah, good for her.
All right, folks, welcome back. We appreciate you joining us. Like I said, I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not stock nor sell any other line of battery for one simple reason. Interstate Battery is the number one technician recommended battery nationwide, worldwide, everywhere. If you look under the hood of our cars, we have Interstate Batteries installed.
We're green and white.
Or black and green.
That's true. They did go.
They changed the black
they
now.
Did,
yeah,
didn't
they changed the colors of them. They used to be green and with, the, with green toppers, yeah.
Yeah, with the bottom white.
Now they're black with green lettering and stuff. But yeah, all cool. So anyway, if you need a battery for any other need and you're here in San Diego, check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or La Mesa at 70th University. They are the highest quality battery out there, and they have a battery for every need. Check them out. All right. Moving on. We're talking about reasons you should pull your car over. Let's get to, how about any loud or sudden noise from your vehicle? That's a good reason to pull
I'm thinking, yeah. Investigate what that's...
Your car's not supposed to make any loud, sudden, or unidentifiable noises. A loud or sudden noise could be a benign. It could be a plastic milk jug that you ran over. Or on the other hand, it could also mean that your engine has just launched a spark plug into low Earth orbit. Well, we've seen that happen before. Usually leaves dents in the hood, too, huh, Kevin?
Yeah, and then other loud noises follow that noise.
Heck yeah, no question about that, for sure. So, good stuff. Yes, loud noises, for sure.
Loud noises always make me think, oh, this is going to get expensive. And I pull over so don't get more expensive. That's the squeaky side of me pulling over.
So it doesn't get more expensive. Very good idea, yeah. Yeah, or leaves you stranded right in the middle of the freeway you don't want to be.
Exactly.
Temperature light or oil light on your dash? Those are great reasons to pull over, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Yeah, I would say so, too. There are a few things that can wreck a car in less than 2 minutes, but this is one of them. There's no question. Loss of oil pressure or overheating.
Yeah, don't take long with no oil. The damage.
Well, yeah, short minutes. So, you know, always the thing, you know, car overheating, folks are like, I just drove it 5 miles home. Well, for every 5 miles, we call it $1,000, don't we, Kevin? When your car's overheating in the red.
It might be more expensive that. I'm just saying. I'm like, that sounds pretty cheap to me.
Yeah, it could. It could. So,
you know, the way, with the inflation we're going through right now, engines are not cheap. I mean, no. I'm because I had to fix my 97 Saturn, and I found that buying parts for them was not cheap neither. You know, it used to be the older the car was, the cheaper it was to buy the parts, but it ain't like that anymore. You know what I'm saying?
No. Well, not today, because we have supply chain issues, trouble getting stuff issues, lower. Yeah. So let's take care of that car. If you know, blown head gasket, cracked cylinder head, a spun bearing, all bad things that cost a lot. There's a lot of labor and parts involved. And you don't want to be going down that road, do we?
No.
No, we do not. So one of those things. Yeah. A customer of ours once had an oil light come on driving home. We asked, why did you try to get home? She said she felt, and I looked this up from one of our customers, she felt safer at home. That's understandable, we said, but the feeling of safety just cost you about $7,000. If you see the light, oil light or hot light, unless it's unsafe to do so, pull over and call for help. Well, so,
gotta make
you had to put a motor in that car is what I'm... I pulled some things from history and I wrote these notes down of cars that we've had different issues with. And yeah, you feel safer at home. I get that, but you just cost yourself a lot of money. So all you need to do is get yourself to safety. If you're on the freeway, off-ramp, park and ride, pull over, or wherever, store, parking lot, stop the car, shut it down.
Yeah, don't pull
off. You're safe. You're not going to get run over there. And from there, call AAA, get the car towed into us, get it figured out. You'll save yourself a lot of money.
You do have that decision you have to make. Don't pull over dead in the middle of the freeway. I mean, obviously, you have to find a spot to pull over.
Yeah, don't stop in the middle of the freeway. Never good.
But as soon as there's a safe place to pull over, pull over.
Correct. If something changes in your car's handling and you can feel it in your steering wheel, chances are it's serious. That is a true fact. If like steering gets really loose or something like that, a vibration, it's time to pull the car over right then. Don't continue to operate the car. You know, one of the scariest things I ever seen happen to with a vehicle was we looked at this was in Escondido. I'll never forget. This was years ago. A girl worked in Escondido and she lived in Oceanside and she drove the 78 freeway. And she brought the car and she says, this car has a vibration and it's been happening for over a month. Went and drove the car, and let me tell you, the vibration was, I don't know if you remember this car or not. Put it up. There was a tread separation on the rear tire so large.
I remember that.
That the car, I was like, and she's like, oh yeah, I drive down the freeway every day, 75 mile an hour. And I'm like, you were about to die. And everybody else around you was about to die. That's it. So she got lucky. She also, the other thing that that can do, driving a car like that for continued damages, all kinds of other things, bushings and shocks and rattles, everything loose in a car, right? That's possible because you're beating the heck out of it, right? Terrible idea. But we put new tires on it. And she said it was like a brand new car. I bet it was.
You know, the funny thing is, because the other day going on our shuttle, there was a cat problem. Uh-huh. Fix it. I took it for a quick drive and I'm like, it's vibrating. And Christian's like, it wasn't vibrating yesterday. Well, we looked at it. There was a nail in the tire and the tire had separated on the sidewall right next to the nail.
Oh.
And he's like, it wasn't doing that. Well, it does that overnight. The tire can separate overnight.
We did put tires on it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't send it out that way.
Well,
but
nobody said anything to me.
I just told him to get the tires. And you know what? Christian put the tires on it. So.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, there you go.
It's all good. No more vibration. No more.
It drives like a new car.
Yes.
That's why we road test them when we're done with them, right? To make sure everything's fixed on them.
Yes.
Steam water vapor, indication that coolant, which is under pressure, is like, this is back to the overheat thing. And never, ever, ever, ever take the radiator cap off of a vehicle that is hot or been driven or overheating. That's a good way to get burned.
Yeah, I've been burned that way.
Yeah, you've been burned that way. I saw yours was the radiator cap blew apart, remember?
I stuck my hand on
you touched it and it separated. Boom. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Don't twist off a radiator car, a hot vehicle. It needs to cool down. The coolant inside the car is 250 degrees. It's like somebody throwing a boiling pan of water on you. Don't do it. Yeah, and it burns you badly. So be safe. Don't do that. Terrible idea. Okay? So don't take off the radiator cap. Pull over. Turn off the engine. Find a good place to let the car cool down if you're having these issues, for sure. All right? Smells from a vehicle are not good, especially if something starts happening, like a rotten egg smell, a catalyst overfueling. The catalyst can overfuel and catch a fire. There's all kinds of things that can happen. So, it's important to get a vehicle pulled over if you're having issues like that, especially if you smell things like gasoline. Smell gasoline inside the capacitor compartment. Pull the car over.
Don't you remember that time that we were that lady in the Volkswagen Bug?
Oh,
when I was
look,
there's liquid coming out. It's got to be fuel because we know it's not liquid.
We
cool.
smelled it. Remember, we were in an old Ford Ranger that I had, and we're driving up from La Mesa to Escondido. It's in the morning, but it was light out. I don't remember when. Maybe it was a Saturday.
Thought I was trying to hit on her.
We could see the gasoline coming out of that car and hitting the freeway, remember? Yeah. Like it was lit, like the fuel line or one of those little plastic fuel filters that was split on thing or something. That fuel was like, that is the most dangerous thing on an air-cooled car.
Don't you remember that?
The minute that catches fire, you can't put it out on those cars either.
Don't you remember that lady would not look at me and then she went across three lanes to get off of the next and I was like, I was
Kevin's
trying.
Like waving at her like, hey, your car's going to catch on fire. She was like giving us dirty looks and then like I was like, I guess your car is going to catch on fire.
Like, I tried.
Yeah. So, yeah. Grocery bags stuck. So, we've seen plastic stuck to cars. We've seen things like that. They can cause other issues or fire. You want to be safe. Gasoline leaking, bad. Bad idea. Smoldering could catch fire. Smoldering electrical wires, electrical smell. Any smells like that, something is bad. Pull the car over. Not worth driving. Want you to be safe. You see smoke, once again, another thing from the vehicle, but almost all these things are bad when there's smoke. So let's get the vehicle pulled over as far as that goes. Oil can produce a lot of smoke, but if there's smoke, there will eventually someday be fire maybe. So just get the vehicle checked.
Yeah.
It's much safer, right?
Well, normally when you have smoke, you're either burning too much oil, too much fuel, something. Anyways, so, I mean, it could save you a lot of money just getting it fixed.
Save a lot of problems in oil leaking on bushings, et cetera, causing them to go to bad. Things we don't like. If you see flames spouting from anywhere, you pull over immediately. That one's without question.
Yes.
Fire's bad. And if a car's on fire, you want to get it put out as soon as possible. There's no question about it. I was on the freeway and grabbed a hold of and helped pull a lady from, her car was on fire and she froze. There's flames shooting out from the wheel wells and she's sitting in the car holding on the steering wheel.
Well, a lot of people do.
She froze. So it stopped behind her. Traffic was stopped. It just happened. Hopped out, opened the door, and I said, you need to get out of the car right now.
I'm going
to
grab you, right, and I'm now. Doing it for good reasons, okay?
Come on. Come on. Get out of the car. Get out of the car. Got out of the car over to say, don't stay in a car that's on fire. Bad idea. Very bad idea. So make sure you exit properly and do so. And the last one, my friend, is blue lights. If you have blue lights behind you, that's the police. They want you to pull over. Pull over nicely. Don't take off. It's a bad idea.
I always thought it was poor sportsmanship, you know, when they lose the race and then they're going to pull you over.
Well, there you go. All right, folks. Hey, we really appreciate you joining us this morning, and it's always great to have you on board with us, listening to us. We love doing Auto Talk Radio, and that's why they allow us to continue to do it. I hope that you have yourself an amazing Saturday and you enjoy yourself in all great fashions. Get the hoopty out there, or the Tin Lizzie, or whatever
you want to call it.
Brenda wants to call it. But get out, take a little road trip, enjoy yourself. Make sure you're getting your car in and getting serviced before you do so. That way we keep you in good running order. You can check us out at westautomotivegroup.com. We're always here to help you. We want everybody out there to keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Until next Saturday, and be safe out there. And be nice to your friends. And stop stealing catalytic converters.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding you. Anyway, everybody be safe. We'll catch you next week. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. Until next week.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.
This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.